Players take different pathways to professionals. And I think that a few years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when the average age of the top 100 player was younger, I think that more players were going the route of turning professional sooner and trying to make it as professional. But now that the players' average age is 27, 28, depending on men or women, I think college tennis is a more viable route because we know it's expensive and it takes a number of years to get your ranking up, which is one of the reasons that we've made some changes to the transition tour and some ideas. So for me, I think it's important that a player chooses the proper pathway. I think that there are quite a few players that go to university that sometimes have conflicts with playing Davis Cup, and I think they should represent their country whenever they can, but sometimes they have a conflict with their university because of the season. So that's the challenge. But I mean, I think they should play in their country, they should play their national events, and because that's where they come from. But the challenge is the schedule at times with Davis Cup.